What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Played the Superman theme song earlier. This happens to be a banger theme. This is White Lotus. White Lotus premiered on HBO on this day in 2021.
I gotta watch that series.
There's been
I'm locked into Yellowstone right now.
What's that about? Like Yosemite Sam?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Pretty good.
All right, I'll give you the ESPN story about Dolphins offseason. This is from Dolphins Wire. They're recapping it, but they say with the 2025 NFL season now less than 60 days away, the Miami Dolphins offseason moves will soon be put to the test. The coaching staff and fan base will get some idea even a little bit before when the Dolphins training camp begins Saturday, July 26th. By the way, rookies report next week, Tuesday. Yeah. Rookies report on Tuesday. Like, we're here. Like, we're crazy. Goofing around, but we're here. Rookies report on Tuesday. Based on the information available, just how good a job did Miami do navigating the offseason? ESPN shared its grades for every NFL team this offseason. The Miami Dolphins offseason earned a, would you like to guess, Crowder? According to ESPN, Miami Dolphins offseason earned a
C+.
Lana?
B-.
Jimmy?
I'm going to give it a C+.
It's a B-. Solana is correct. They say, while not exceptional, it's certainly not the worst in the league by any stretch. It's also ahead of division rival New England, who received a C+ offseason grade from ESPN. The Dolphins move that ESPN's Seth Walder liked was Miami's biggest offseason move. Walder recently handed out an A letter grade for the Dolphins trade for safety Minka Fitzpatrick and the 2027 pick swap with the Steelers. ESPN signing of quarterback Zach Wilson. They're kind of in the same camp that we are. Yeah. Ramsey, this is what they write. Ramsey, this is what ESPN writes. Ramsey backed the Dolphins into a corner with more than $20 million remaining in guaranteed 2025 money. And the Dolphins weren't even pretending he was going to be on the team this season. I thought Miami would barely get any return in which the acquiring team paid the large bulk of Ramsey's outstanding money. The Dolphins did better than I thought. Fitzpatrick might not be as elite as he was in 2022, but he's a good safety on a favorable contract with 2 years left and no guaranteed money. And somehow the pick swap favored Miami too. Considering the cards the Dolphins held, this was a win. Fitzpatrick also helps replace the loss of Javon Holland, who left in free agency. A couple other notes from Dolphins Wire at USA Today. Walder, that's the ESPN writer, and ESPN are still concerned with the Dolphins' cornerback situation. Miami is projected by ESPN to start Storm Duck, who has just three career starts under his belt, and rookie Jason Marshall Jr. But Walder wrote that he was a fan of Miami's free agency addition of guard James Daniels. Daniels inked a three-year, $24 million contract with the Dolphins and will slot into Miami's offensive interior. Miami invested heavily in the trenches during the 2025 NFL draft, selecting Michigan defensive tackle Kenneth Grant in the first round and Arizona offensive guard, and I'm going to have trouble probably till week two, Jonah.
Get him, Solana.
Oh, it's been a while. Savainea.
I think you're correct. Wow.
I think.
It's just they are good football players at the end of the day. We had talked about a lot of things that Mike McDaniel wanted to do and us working it through with the staff and the scouts that we were looking for. Both happened because they're big, they're powerful guys. So adding that to O-line and D-line, we felt that it was very important through this process that was Chris Greer after the draft. And they write here at Dolphins Wire, after an 8-9 finish in 2024, the Dolphins are hoping the combination of improved health for Tua Tagovailoa and its offseason moves morph Miami back into a postseason player. I don't take much issue with anything that ESPN wrote there, because I think the Fitzpatrick trade was really shocking, because, again, I think we all said, oh, Jalen Ramsey, yeah, they'll probably get a sixth-round pick, maybe a fifth or fourth-round pick, and you'll be happy, and you end up turning it into – now, again, you had to give up your most productive tight end that you've had in a quarter century, but, you know, I mean, they got something in return, Minka Fitzpatrick, and I think we're both in agreement, too. The Zach Wilson signing was not exciting at all, so B-minus is probably a correct grade.
Yeah, I'll go B minus. The one wild card, and nobody knows because of the fact that he was retired. Now he's not. If Darren Waller can get back to what he was in Vegas and what he was in his career, this offseason was amazing. I wouldn't say A plus, but B plus, A minus. If Darren Waller can do that to bring him out of retirement. But yeah, the fat guys are never going to be sexy. Grant, Savalin, Nunu, whatever. I don't know how to say his name. But those fat guys will never be sexy. They're never going to move needles like that because they're interior linemen. But I really do believe Darren Waller goes out here and gets you 60, 70 catches, 10 touchdowns, something like that. This offseason was successful.
Savainea, by the way. I just looked at my notes. I had it written down. Savainea.
Savainea. My whole thing about the drafts, y'all heard it 100 times. They got 1,000 pounds of human being in their first three picks. That's what they needed. They need nasty,
bottom line, though,
fat dude.
If you took a disgruntled Jalen Ramsey and a disgruntled Jonnu Smith, two guys who wanted out, and you were just going to kind of, all right, whatever we can get. And if you turn those two guys into Minka Fitzpatrick and Darren Waller, and again, I understand Darren Waller wasn't part of the trade, but if you replace those two guys and Darren Waller is what he was, because he was one of the best tight ends you ever saw, then you did all right.
Yep.
Like, you can't complain about that. Now, those are big ifs. They're big ifs. But if it does work out, like, you are taking a gamble getting rid of the productivity that Jonnu Smith gave you. Like, that's a huge gamble to say that we're going to be able to pick and play. But Darren Waller's not exactly, I wonder what he can do. He is, because he's been gone a season, but you know that if he is up to snuff, he's one of the best tight ends in the game.
Did you see the interview with him and John Gruden?
No. Oh, John, I did. That's where he mentions talking, where he talks about maybe playing for Frank Smith, like one of the only guys that he would.
Yeah, and he was like, man, they got some Corvettes in Miami. And John Gruden told him, he was like, but you're a Corvette as well. If he's still a Corvette and not a Honda Accord, it could be amazing what they can do, because he's not going to get double teamed. He's going to be in a linebacker or safety every play. So it's crazy to say one guy. Darren Waller will decide if we are a prolific offense or not.
But you're paying for an Acura So he doesn't have to be a Corvette. If he's an Acura, you're paying him $5 million. Like, that's good. You know, the problem with Jonnu Smith is that you were going to have to pay him Corvette money. And maybe he produced like a Corvette last year.
He didn't have to, though. He wanted Corvette money. You didn't have to, and they chose not to.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. if Waller, he doesn't have to be a Corvette. You're paying him $5 million. Produce for what a $5 million tight end should be producing. And I think that's a steal, because you were going to have to overpay a guy that you knew probably didn't really deserve $12 million.
Oh, no. Solana, I'm 100% with you. Is it a show me contract? It's a 1 year five. That's the definition of a show me contract in this day and age. But if he can play to a level of a George Kittle or a Bowers or something like that, that's why I'm saying, like, this offense they're going to score points. They'll be in the low 20s, because Tua is Tua, and they have dogs and receiver. Well, to get into that mid 20, high 20 range, I think Waller has to push them there. And this I watched the highlight of this damn running back they drafted. He looks good too. That big ass boy from wherever the hell he is, he was toting that little biscuit.
Ollie Gordon, the guy.
Yeah, he's a bro. Yeah. He's like 230. He's a big human being.
He's just straight power, bro.
Yes. Straight so you got power. Now you got the thunder lightning. You got the you know. I'm high on the offense. To what you keep saying, Hawk. I'm not trying to say they're going to be 1-16. I think the offense can score in the 20s every game. If we have Storm Duck and Kader Kohu on the edges, we're in trouble. We're in trouble.
Score 30 again.
It's gonna be a race to 30. It's funny you say that. If our secondary stays status quo like it is right now, it's gonna be a race to 30 to win these games.
Hey Hawk, I thought OG summed it up perfectly yesterday. He's like, I don't think they're gonna be very good, but I don't think they're gonna be very bad. Like,
He was saying essentially a 9-8 team, which you can't be in the fourth year of Mike McDaniel. And to this is like 9-8, unacceptable. 10-7. I'll give you 10-7. I'll give you obviously 11 wins, 12 wins. If you end the season with 9 wins, man.
But I think there's a bigger conversation about where they're at if they go 9-8 or 10-7. Like, there's a bigger conversation of all this to just be where you were before Chris Greer, right? But, you know, even me, a pessimistic Dolphins fan, I'm looking at some people's, you know, overreaction to this offseason, saying the Dolphins are going to stink, they're going to be terrible. And I'm saying, no, they're going to be the same team we saw the last couple of years. To me, it doesn't matter what they do in the regular season. Win a playoff game. If they go 9-8, sneak into the playoffs, win a playoff game, who cares if they went 9-8? They did something they never accomplished. It's postseason success that matters to me more than regular season.
The only thing I would say, though, with NBA, you can kind of look at the regular season, toss it out, and say anything can happen in the playoffs. I think in the NFL, the regular season is a pretty decent harbinger of things to come. Not to say that it doesn't happen. I mean, we remember the Giants wild card team beating the perfect season New England Patriots. So it can happen. But I kind of feel like the regular season, like, you've got to show out a little bit to get a little taste of what you might see in the postseason. Not to say that it can't happen.
Yeah. I think if they make the playoffs, McDaniels is still the coach. If they win a game, he's not on the hot seat anymore. If they lose,
what if they make the playoffs and lose in the first round?
I got an argument both ways with that. I don't think they fire him. If they go 10-7, go to the playoffs, get beat by Kansas City in the first round, or, you know, Buffalo, Baltimore. You know, the Ravens, Baltimore.
But how do they look?
I think he can still. If the offense is exciting and they make it to the playoffs and they still get beat in the first round, I don't think he gets fired.
Right. If he does what he was brought here to do, which is be a creative offensive guru, then you can't blame him for defensive shortcomings, I don't think.
If they get to the playoffs, right, they're on the road, they play Kansas City. But they go toe-to-toe with Kansas City. They look like they belong on the same field. They look like they belong on the same field with Buffalo in the regular season. Then I think there's an argument to be made of, like, hey, you went toe-to-toe with these guys. Now go draft better guys. Go put more pieces. But if they look how they did 2 years ago in the playoffs after their quote-unquote best season, and they get just absolutely dominated by the upper echelon teams of the AFC, then, you know, that to me is the indicator. You're not close.
You know what? I think I agree with Solano on this. We have two games against Buffalo. Because remember, what was that, 2 years ago when we went – they went overseas. They were in London or something and played the Chiefs.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
And they got – what, they get beat 21-7 or something like that, 20-7.
It was Germany, wasn't it?
Oh, that was – well, that was the playoff game they lost. I think they lost 27-7, and the only touchdown was like Tua threw a prayer up to Tyreek, who just made an unbelievable play. But the Dolphins couldn't move the football. They could – but when they played in Germany, Tyreek had that bad fumble that was taken back to the house. And then Tua had an opportunity to get the Dolphins. I think it was to either tie the game or get them to within one score. Remember, he sailed the ball over Chosen Anderson or Robbie Chosen's head. Like, remember, he just sailed the pass.
Yeah.
It was nowhere close, and it was that's it. Like, the game was over. But in the playoffs, like, had they gone toe-to-toe with Kansas City, and look, KC ended up winning the Super Bowl that year, and they just got beat. Last drive, Mahomes goes – and he beats you. It is what it is, man. You tip your cap. But the Dolphins didn't belong on the same field with them that game. They just didn't. They were outclassed.
That's what it is.
For sure. I'm not certain they were outclassed. They were outcoached.
Let's see if we're up there with, who is it, Buffalo, Baltimore, even Houston. Like, they reset after us with C.J. Stroud. They reset their whole team with D'Amico Ryans and them out there in Houston, and now they're winning playoff games. That's what we have to do. We have to show that we're in the upper echelon of the AFC.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Do a quick look at the headlines here with Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Talked about it a little bit earlier in the show. Yesterday, Cooper Flagg made his quote-unquote NBA debut, his summer league debut with the Dallas Mavericks. First points of that game was actually Bronny step back over Cooper Flagg, hit a little jumper at the elbow. Cooper Flagg ended with 10 points, shot 5 of 21. But the play of the game, the sequence of the game, he got a block on one end, brought it up the floor, fast break, transition, hit his teammate for a wide open three to take the lead, and that's how they ended up winning the game.
Bronny's dad, LeBron, left the Miami Heat 11 years ago today. It was 11 years ago today that the SA and SI came out, and he left. We had connectivity problems with Solana in the first segment, so I don't think you got to share where you were when that news broke.
I remember it like it was yesterday. I'm a junior in college. I'm up in Tallahassee, FSU. One of my best friends is going to FSU. I'd go there all the time. I'm up at FSU, wake up. I am hungover from the night before. I'm puking my brains out because I must have had like 6-4 locos the night before. And as I'm hunched over the toilet all morning throwing up, I get the push notification that LeBron James is leaving the Miami Heat, going back home to Cleveland. So I just spent the rest of the day in that same bathroom throwing up and crying and weeping. Terrible day.
Wild day.
What hotel were we at? Is that the Smokestack?
We may have been, yeah, at the Excalibur.
Yeah, oh goodness, yeah.
Love the Excalibur.
Oh, that is
rough. If you like Newports, you'd love the Excalibur.
Yeah. Love the Excalibur.
I've always said that should not look like a medieval castle from the outside. It should look like an ashtray.
You know, Eduardo smokes. It makes him feel at home walking through that casino.
It's crazy. The other day, you know, I haven't seen my parents in a couple of weeks. My dad, my sister had a baby. They're up in New York, whatever. I haven't seen my dad. I'm at the gas station pumping gas. Some guy next to me is ripping a heater, which really is crazy to rip a heater station. At the gas station. The gas pump, he's ripping a heater. And I kind of get a whiff. I'm like, man, I miss my dad. I was like, man, let me get another rip for that, bro.
Papa?
Papa?
Let me get a drag, brother.
Lel?
Yeah. If you were at breakfast, Hawk, I was in the room probably with a hangover crying about all the money I lost at the roulette table the night before. I don't really remember, but I know how my Vegas trips go.
I'm telling you, I was having breakfast with Lewis, and I was just, and the news came across, and I could not believe it. My stomach dropped. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. Huh. I gave a 0% chance to LeBron leaving the Heat. Like, just, it didn't make sense to me. Like I said earlier in the show, everybody was having fun. I was having fun, so everyone must have been having fun.
Was it the right decision?
But he won a title for Cleveland. It ends up being the right decision, which is why I was rooting so hard against Cleveland those 4 years he was there. But I'll say this, Hawk. The reason why I think in Miami we gave it a 0% chance wasn't even like the lore of the Heat anymore. Remember Dan Gilbert? How he just he like mother bleep LeBron on the way out. Said that the self-proclaimed king wouldn't win a title before the Cavs did. Like, he disrespected LeBron James. So in our minds, we're like, you're going to go back to that? You're going to go back to playing with Boobie Gibson?
But he could have gone anywhere. He didn't have to go to Cleveland. Like, he could have gone anywhere. But, I just gave it 0% chance that he was going to go anywhere. I thought the Cleveland stuff was nonsense.
Right.
Yeah.
But the way that it plays out, it is funny. He was so disrespected by Dan Gilbert, and in return, he disrespected Pat Riley. Like, what a weird flex.
If he stays in Miami, they just keep rebuilding around LeBron. He wins, what, another three? Would you look at him better or worse than if he went back to Cleveland 1-1, then went to the Lakers and won another one?
Me He's personally, jumped. As a Heat fan, or are you talking about NBA
fan? Let's take our Heat glasses off. Like, I think his path makes the lore of his career a lot better than him
getting a championship for the city of Cleveland is, I mean, really what he set out to do. He may have disappointed them by leaving, but he gave them what they needed. Like, he got to right a wrong, if that was a wrong. So I get that. If this dude would have stayed here for 10 seasons, 15 seasons, he, I think, would be more in the conversation for greatest of all time, then, and he is in that conversation, but for me, it's Michael LeBron. If LeBron had won six titles with the Heat, seven titles with the Heat, like he predicted, like
now you're right.
I think you'd be having a different conversation. You're right there with MJ. Yeah.
If you go win six.
Oh, the thing is, like, who knows what happened? I mean, Dwayne Wade in 14, that series against San Antonio was a shell of himself. And Wade had some good seasons after that. Like the 16 playoffs, the Heat are a game away from the Eastern Conference Finals. They would have played LeBron. They lost to Toronto on the road. Like, Wade looked like Wade. Remember, that's a purple shirt guy game in that first round. Like, there was some gas left in the tank. But that 14 NBA Finals, Wade was a shell of himself because of knee injuries.
You just don't. I mean, like, there's all these that, like, Chris Bosh is still going to get blood clots. So he's not going to be there at some point.
Right.
Are they still going to get Goran Dragic? Like, all these things.
Who knows?
And then last season, they would have gotten Luka.
Yeah, but then, no, but I know it's a crazy to extrapolate that out, but there's going to be guys that would have come to Miami and play with LeBron.
Sure. It's still Pat Riley building the team. Yeah. Still, like,
so sure. You have the best player in the world and you have the best executive in the NBA together for 10, 12 years. It would have been special. I don't know the names on those teams, but they were going to be amazing teams.
Yep. But that's why people like me were so outraged. Team Petty was born. Not because, I mean, LeBron leaving was you know, it hurt. But he screwed the Heat that offseason. He could have, in my opinion, he knew he was leaving. In my opinion.
He ended up with Shabazz Napier.
I mean, he knew.
Made us draft that little itty-bitty boy.
He knew that he was leaving. And he waited until all the free agents had signed elsewhere to then tell the Miami Heat what he was going to do so that the Heat couldn't go and find other guys. You know what we ended up doing?
Bosh. He took care of Chris Bosh.
Danny Granger was the Heat's big signing that offseason because there was nobody else left. Nobody else left. Bum.
Bum.
Anything else?
Heat in 5 minutes. Summer League official Las Vegas Summer League debut in 5 minutes. They'll
Jumbo
play
shrimp game tonight.
The Atlanta Hawks. I'm sure they play tonight. Yeah.
Let's see what we got going on here.
Did Mervis get a single
win for the Jumbo Shrimp?
Mervis got a single.
Yeah, stolen base.
Oh, okay. Are you pinch running?
No, I think it was. I'm telling you, he had a decent game yesterday. He scored a run. I saw him score a run. It's hard to get highlights out of him because he's shadow banned.
Did they post a video of him stealing a base hawk?
No, of course not.
It was a wild pitch. He just jogged a second.
What's today, the 11th?
They play at 7:05.
So tonight, got the Friday Night Lights, $2.12 Miller Lights. How about that?
I'm on a ride up there. $2
Rock
for a
Hall
beer.
Night. Rock Hall. Join us in honoring and playing the music of those who were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. We got Friday Night Fireworks tonight. Stick around after the game. Presented by the Jacksonville Transportation Authority. And it's Red Shirt Friday. Jumbo Shrimp and staff will wear red this Friday to support the military, and fans who wear red save $1 on their ticket at the box office. Wow. Tomorrow night, if you're going up to Jacksonville, tomorrow night, it's their Hawaiian mummy shirt giveaway.
Oh.
Combining the tropical vibes with Halloween weekend, be one of the first 2,000 people to enter the main gate, receive one of these Hawaiian-style mummy shirts. One giveaway per person, not per ticket. Giveaways are only available when entering the main gate on Georgia Street.
One giveaway per person, not per ticket?
Right.
Explain that one.
Well, maybe you want five of these shirts because you think that they make good gifts. So you buy five tickets and you go, I want five shirts. They go, no, sorry, you're one person. Mm-hmm. Unless you're Matt Mervis, you're zero people. Right. Shadow banned.
That's fair.
Thank you, Jimmy.
This dude is crazy.
Hawk, you think the jumbo shrimp will respond to me? I'm going to try to do a Mervis militia night. Like, I mean, no, they have no
insight. But you're out on them. You're out on Mervis.
Oh, they don't have to know that.
Hey, have Jimmy.
You have ISB permission.
Well, I created the Mervis militia. I don't need your permission.
Yeah, but then you bailed on it. You were the first guy to bail on the Mervis militia. We got to beat you back in. I mean, that's how it works at this gang.
All right, so throw up your hands.
Let's jump go. In, jump in.
You got to jump in. You get jumped out, you got to jump back in.
Let's go.
So is you and Jimmy and me jumping Solana?
I don't think you're in the militia either, so it's me and Jimmy. Me and Jimmy.
I was about to say, I might have Solana versus you and Jimmy.
I disagree.
Yeah.
Jimmy, you haven't punched anybody in the face in your
Jimmy
whole
and I
life.
Are biting kneecaps.
Jimmy, have you ever you've ever hit somebody in the face?
No.
Jimmy works security in Miami. He hit people in the face. Probably took his baton out.
No, I would have
left
my job.
I'm not talking about a wood
that.
One. I'm not talking about one that they issue you at the security school.
God, the big man.
I'm going to beat you with this baton. Well, talk about defusing a situation.
And getting a couple numbers.
Now, let me get your number.
Inter Miami, they play tomorrow against Nashville. And FIFA Club World Cup final, we've talked about it a couple times. That'll be Sunday, 3 p.m.
I put my bet in, by the way, at minus 160. I put $145 on PSG at minus 160.
Put 100.
You did?
Yeah, I put 100 on them. Yeah. I told them I'm right with
y'all. My thought is this. If I lose that 145, I could win that back on table tennis, you know, in hours.
Well, we think differently. He just sold me on PSG hour one.
All right, your weather, it's hot, it's humid, it's in the 90s today in South Florida. That's your weather.
All right, don't go anywhere. We still got a lot to go here on this Friday.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I don't think you could offer me any money for my dog. I love my dog.
I got 100,000 cash.
Take them.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
They're down 11-4 to the Atlanta Hawks. Team stinks. Where'd you get that song, Jimmy?
What happened?
I say, where'd you get that song, Jimmy? I love Nervous Jimmy.
What did I miss?
Where'd you get that song? Someone give it to you?
Drake's new song.
I got that. I was just curious where you got it.
I just got it.
Wait, yeah. You should probably. Oh, never mind.
Miho give that to you? Call Miho. No, don't put it back up.
Oh, hell no.
Fade it out.
That's not what I was trying to do at all.
Nervous Jimmy. There's nothing better than Nervous Jimmy, man. You heard of Playoff Jimmy? We got Nervous Jimmy.
You got to get Jimmy to call somebody soon. I really enjoy that.
I know. Jimmy calling someone on the phone is ideal. Why are you giving the three symbol? Who hit a three?
Yeah, you know, it's a little Kasparis Jakučionis. Three.
Oh, look at that. That was a nice little three there from Jakučionis.
Yeah, Pelle Larsson steal.
Take it back what I said. They're very good, and they're giving this Hawks team. Hawks team are supposed to be retooled and ready, and this Heat team's got them.
Keyshawn Johnson in transition. Little pass out to Kaz. Buckets.
I ain't gonna lie. I never heard of him before in my life, but I watched his little highlight reel when we drafted him. He was impressive.
Gives you a little boozy vibe, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's crafty around the rim, little underhands and stuff, little Euro steps. Yeah, his highlight. I don't know who made his highlight reel, but it made him look like damn Luka.
Yahoo Sports did top NFL training camp storylines. Like I said, Dolphins rookies report Tuesday, and then vets report the following week. That's when it really starts. But rookies report on Tuesday. Here's some of the, again, yesterday we were trying, what were we trying to figure out yesterday? Like, who was a quarterback or something? Like we're like, this is the time of year where we have to ramp up just like everyone else.
Yeah.
Yahoo Sports did training camp storylines. One, how will the Browns quarterback competition end? You know who's in the Browns quarterback competition?
The little boy from the little guy from Oregon. They draft
Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, Gabriel, Sanders. I don't even know their vets.
Deshaun Watson, but he's
They're not going to play him.
Joe Flacco appears to be the favorite. Kenny Pickett is the veteran with a shot. And then you've got Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders.
Shedeur Sanders is going to get that job.
Think he'll get the starting job in training camp.
Who knows? I think they'll be conservative because they're the Browns and make a bad decision and go with Flacco or Pickett. But by game eight, Shedeur Sanders will be starting.
Interesting. Next storyline, according to Yahoo, Aaron Rodgers and Jalen Ramsey join up with the Steelers. Two of the biggest offseason additions happened in June, and the Steelers are counting on them to help lift the franchise higher than a first-round exit and into genuine Super Bowl contention.
I said it. If there's any human being that can talk to Aaron Rodgers like you need to and tell him shut the hell up and do your job, it's Mike Tomlin. I think Mike is going to just tighten Aaron Rodgers up enough for 1 year. I'm not saying there's.
Does he have enough left for 1 year, though?
Bro, he had 30, what did he throw, 28, 30 touchdowns, something like that last year. Like, Aaron can still spin that ball now. You just got to get him to tighten up mentally. And I think Mike Tomlin, I've been around him so much. Like, he is a man, leader of man's men, man. And I think he'll tell Aaron to sit his ass down somewhere.
This is a good storyline here, and this will play out throughout the season. How will J.J. McCarthy look as Vikings quarterback after missing last year due to injury? J.J. McCarthy takes the reins as QB1 in Minnesota. They let Sam Darnold walk this offseason, and they even ponder, could a Kirk Cousins reunion be in the offing? Right? If Atlanta goes to Penix.
Yeah.
And Cousins is, I'm telling you, DJ and I are watching quarterback, and Kirk Cousins obviously was blindsided by Atlanta's pick of Michael Penix Jr. and kind of intimated he wouldn't have left if he knew that was going to happen.
Yeah. I do believe in Kevin O'Connell. He's a part of the Mike McDaniel thing. They're all Shanahan descendants. Raheem Morris, all of them. Sean McVay. I think Kevin O'Connell, I think Kevin knows what he needs at quarterback, and if they got rid of Sam Darnold, I think J.J. would be set in that offense.
It's a big gamble, man.
It is.
The way the Dolphins gambled on Jonnu Smith, Vikings did it. Proven success with Sam Darnold. Proven.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted a boatload of money. They didn't want to give it to him. They said, we'll ride with the guy we drafted, but it's a gamble.
Yeah. And you're going to know very quickly, too. Mm-hmm. And he's coming off an injury. Yeah. To be honest, I don't know if I could have stomached making that decision. Coming off what they did offense. What were they? Weren't they like 13-4 or something crazy? The Vikings. Well,
and the thing is, though, again, you have to look at the entirety of Sam Darnold's NFL career. And you go, hey, do you wipe that out because of one great season and give him all this money? Because that might end up being foolish as well.
Yeah. And it's not he beat out J.J. McCarthy. It's that J.J. McCarthy got hurt.
Got injured. Yeah.
So their thought has to be they've seen enough with J.J. where they think they'll be set offensively.
But what
could Jonas! He have seen? Another three.
What could they have seen? He was hurt.
Right. What they've seen was enough of Sam Darnold. They got bounced early in the playoffs, didn't they?
Yeah.
First round.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they probably said, hey, this guy had a hellified season for us, better than he's had in any NFL stop, but also it didn't translate to postseason success. Let's stick with our plan. The plan was J.J. McCarthy.
And they saw him in OTAs. They saw him in rookie camp. They saw him in college. The reason they drafted him in the first round was college. Players get injured. He gets injured. Now we don't believe in him anymore. We drafted him to be our starting quarterback.
It's a good storyline here. This is for Dolphins fans who say, oh, you got to move on from Tua or whatever. You could end up with this situation that the Saints have. Tyler Shough was taken in the second round of this past draft. Spencer Rattler has a year now of NFL experience under his belt, albeit under a different regime. Jake Haener has two, but hasn't done much to impress. Who will first-year head coach Kellen Moore hand the keys to the franchise? That's what you end up with when you don't even have a decent quarterback, and Tua, I believe, is better than decent. You end up deciding between Tyler Shough, Spencer Rattler, and Jake Haener.
Oh, been a part of this. We're sitting in camp with Henny and Beck. And you're just, Cleo Lemon, Tyler Thigpen, Joey Harrington, Dante Culpepper. Like, no, you don't want to be there. Like, you're mad at your quarterback, but then what's on the other side is what you have to think about.
A couple other storylines from Yahoo Sports. How will the Jaguars use Travis Hunter? Second overall pick of the draft, has spent a majority of his time on offense this offseason, has gotten defensive snaps when the daily plan called for it. We'll get more info on how the Jaguars will use him when training camp starts.
I believe personally he's a way better cornerback than receiver.
And if you're in the NFL, stick with one side, and you know, unless you're
use them like they use Charles Woodson, like they used Deion Sanders, like third down package stuff, but let him go play defense.
How soon can Jackson Dart start? Russell Wilson is QB1 with the Giants to start training camp, but first round pick Jackson Dart has prototype physical traits and could push to begin his inevitable takeover of the job sooner rather than later.
Isn't Jameis there too?
He's with the Giants?
I think it's Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson and Jackson Dart.
Wow. I would say Jackson Dart's third on that list.
If they start losing a lot, you can reinvigorate the organization by starting a young dude. But
here's a little info on what we had talked about a couple of days ago. When will Anthony Richardson return for the Colts? Head coach Shane Steichen hopes Richardson can be ready to resume on-field activities, quote, at some point during camp, while Richardson said he was all good at the end of June. If so, his camp battle with Daniel Jones for the starting job should be entertaining.
A bottle of zero sugar Dr. Pepper could beat out Daniel Jones. So if he has anything left in his tank, which he should, he's young Anthony Richardson, he's going to beat out Daniel damn Jones.
Finally, Ben Johnson's first year with Caleb Williams. Chicago wanted an offensive mastermind to pair with its first overall pick from 2024. Ben Johnson is that guy, having helmed the Lions' prolific offense the past few seasons. What will he look like as a head coach with a talent like Caleb Williams?
I believe in Caleb. I do. Caleb is he's extremely talented. See what Jaden Daniels did, which Caleb actually looked better than him in college, and then Jaden went to ball, but they were in a terrible organization with the Bears. Sorry, Hawk. But I think Ben Johnson can get the best out of Caleb, and I got Caleb high. I got him a little higher.
No Eberflus slander on this show.
I got him a little higher on my fantasy draft list than most, because I do believe Caleb's going to show out this season. Eberflus.
Remember the play that got fired?
Eberflus slander.
Remember that play where the Bears driving? I don't know if it was Thanksgiving or what it was.
It was Thanksgiving or the day after.
Yeah, they had all three timeouts. They're down three. They get the ball to like the opponent's 46-yard line, and Caleb Williams is like trying to audible and he's calling plays. 33 Eberflus seconds come off the clock.
Standing there.
He's just standing there, and then they call timeout with 8 seconds left.
It was one of the most maddening plays you will ever witness as a football fan, because everyone watching knew that a timeout was the right call. The only people who didn't seem to know were the quarterback and the head coach of an NFL football team.
Mm-hmm.
Wild.
And it's on the head coach to make that call.
For sure.
100%. Yeah. Now Caleb has a dude that knows football. Eberflus.
5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You know who never just kind of mails it in?
Who?
The Costco guys.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.